Now, Kieran O'Connor, brought to you by IFAC, My Farming Week, a wonderful series that we are doing out and about. Today's feature focuses on the remarkable success story of the Beeches Stud in Tallow. Robert McCarthy, his wife Debbie, and former Irish Field editor Leo Powell.
WLR's My Farming Week, a Daisha Today special on some of Ireland's best farms.
Thanks to IFAC, your local food and agribusiness accountants. See ifac.ie.
Well, good morning, Damien. This morning I'm up here in the Beeches Stud in Tallow, where I'm delighted to be joined by Robert McCarthy and his good wife, Debbie. Of course, Beeches Stud, renowned in the National Hunt studs in Ireland, and we're delighted to that they've welcomed us up here this morning. First of all, Robert, thanks for having us here.
You're very welcome, Kieran.
Robert, the Beeches Stud, you go back a long way, but your dad, Bobby, thankfully, still in good health. When did you actually get involved running a stud here?
It was in 1972 when John Magner was expanding up at the Grange Stud in Fermoy. And so my father had been always friendly with John. And John asked him, would he take two stallions to stand here? And that was in 1972. The first two horses were Prince Hansel and Lorenzo. And we've been in business ever since.
And it's unbelievable, as you say, your dad's relationship with John Magner, Coolmore, renowned globally from a flat racing point of view. But the National Hunt wing, the Beeches Stud and Coolmore, you've been synonymous ever since, and that relationship still holds to today.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been a very successful relationship. And John and his son, MV, are still very interested in the National Hunt.
Right.
Very passionate about it.
Take us back to the Beeches Stud here, where we're here in Glencairn, just outside Tallow. Lovely picturesque area looking down on the bride here. Have you always been involved in horses back to your dad's time and indeed before you and your granddad's time?
Absolutely. There have always been horses on the farm. I suppose 100 years ago, there would have been show horses and working horses. I suppose my dad was a very good point-to-point rider in his day, and he got into the thoroughbreds and then had some mares. And
so getting back, you were a mixed farm here, had a bit of deer, had a bit of sheep, you had some cattle. As regards going full-time and into the stud, was your granddad still alive at that stage?
My grandfather wasn't, but my father took over, and he was slow to get rid of the cows because, you know, as everyone knows, dairying is the best part of farming. And he was slow to get out of the cows, but eventually he did, you know, when the horse business grew.
You yourself growing up, obviously, just before we came in here, you went to school to Tallow National School. The famous Ned Power was a teacher of yours. Was horses always going to be your career? And where did you go after Tallow National School?
After my leaving cert, I, you know, rode in a few point-to-points, rode a few winners, and enjoyed that. And then I found my way to Kentucky, where I worked on some of the top farms out there, and actually went to California for a short while to work for the famous trainer D. Wayne Lucas.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Kentucky, a young lad from Tallow heading to there. That experience must have been phenomenal at the time. And looking back at it now, was that a game changer for you as regards looking at how the very best were working?
Absolutely. You know, in those days, America was way ahead of this country, you know, in lots of ways. And it was great to go out there and experience it and come back here.
And was your dad very anxious for you to do this, or was this something you took on yourself?
No, he was very supportive. Yeah, always very. And my mum, they were always very, very supportive.
Yeah. And did you spend long in Kentucky?
Well, I spent about 2.5 years. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Over there. Yeah.
And coming back then, obviously you'd learned a lot there. The Coolmore connection here, you work hand in glove, really.
We certainly do. We're privileged to be involved with Coolmore. They're a well-oiled machine and everything runs like clockwork.
June, we're still in a busy period from your point of view. It's all hands on deck here.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, we've great staff and, you know, it's a family run operation and we're lucky. You know, my wife, Debbie, is a great help, and my mother and father before me, you know, worked very hard here.
Pretty much a team effort.
Absolutely, absolutely, and we have great staff as well. Yeah.
Winton Bourne County here, there's Peter Keneally, James Tobin, and of course, is it John Keneally as well? So you have staff here around a good number of years and a lot of experienced hands here, local lads.
Absolutely, absolutely. They're very good, lucky.
Growing up in New Zealand, obviously renowned dairy country, was horses always your first love?
It was always a part of my, you know, part of my life. We were sheep and beef farming, and a lot of our stock work was done on horseback. My grandfather was involved in racing. We always had a horse aspect in our life.
Rob, as regards, you mentioned you have four sisters, you're an only son. Your sister Vera very much involved in the foaling unit.
Absolutely, and her husband John Deegan.
Yes.
So that's great. They have a farm at the other side of Tallow. And so when the mares are within about 2 weeks, 10 days of foaling, we send them up there.
And so that's the maternity unit.
Absolutely, yeah. So they're monitored 24 hours a day up there.
And moving them at that stage, is it seamless, or is it a big change for the mares?
No, they seem to be okay with it. So it works well. Yeah, it works well.
So as we mentioned, those 4 months really, they're critical months. All year is critical in year game, but those 4 months are critical, the foaling period.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you hope it goes well. Yeah.
And how many sires would you have standing in any one time at present as we speak here in the beach of Studden Tallow?
We have 9 stallions here at the moment.
Right.
Here. So it's a busy place. Yeah.
And of course, we'll talk about some of the famous ones you've had, but you've had unbelievable success looking back from your dad taking over in the early 70s, starting off here in, as you say, working closely with Coolmore. The success has been phenomenal.
Yes, we've been very lucky, lucky. You know, my father has bred some great horses here.
Yeah.
You know.
And of course, we'll talk about the Flemingsfort and all of these now and the various sires. The kick you must get out, or the the sense of pride when you see a horse galloping up Cheltenham or wherever, in Leopardstown, Punchestown, wherever, that was bred here on the farm, must give you great satisfaction.
Absolutely, yes. And this year in particular, where Ballyburn won at Leopardstown, Cheltenham and Punchestown.
Yes.
He won grade ones at each of those meetings. So
And of course, he's with the famed Willie Mullins, who said afterwards, he's not a man to lash out praise, but he said, this is as good as animal as trained for a long, long while. He said, it's the potential Cheltenham champion hurdle and Gold Cup winner. That must give you a great sense of satisfaction. No pressure there.
No pressure. But, you know, if he stays sound, you know, Willie's a great judge.
Well, to discuss the Beach of Stud in Tallow, who better to talk to than former editor of the Irish Field, the one and only Leo Powell. Leo, thanks for taking the call.
A pleasure, Kieran.
Leo, the Beach of Stud in Tallow, Bobby McCarthy there since the 70s, one of Ireland's top national hunt studs. What makes it so special, and what's your take on the Beach of Stud in Tallow?
I mean, the Beach of Stud is really an iconic institution in terms of the Irish national hunt scene, the collection of stallions that Bobby and his son Robert have stood and continue to stand. Always represent the very best of what's on offer. And I suppose that what makes it maybe different from others and even others within the greater Coolmore group, because they're well associated with John Magner and that team, but it's their focus on the breeder and the mare owner and their needs, you know, because they cover a phenomenal amount of mares down there. Their stallions are incredibly popular, but people keep going back to them and back to them and back to them because they're getting the service and the attention that they deserve. Nobody is too small. All breeders are equally important. And as I say, they have built a portfolio of stallions over the years that has been quite honestly second to none.
Well, Robert, listen, you've done Waterford proud. We're going to take a break, but don't go away, folks. Damien, we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we'll continue our chat with Robert and Debbie here at Beach of Stud in Tallow.
Thanks very much, Kieran.
Following on from the amazing prize we gave away last week on WLR's Dacia Today, we're continuing the celebrations with Fresh Gold this Thursday at the Six Crossroads. Asia Today will be live with the street team from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, and we're inviting you to drop down and join us for a packed show. Remember now, this Thursday, Fresh Cold and WLR live from Unit 12 at the Six Crossroads. You can't miss us.
I'll meet you for lunch.
Great. Where'll we go?
The Riverside Cottage.
The Riverside Cottage are open on Mondays.
The Riverside Cottage is open every day.
Will we go for something to eat this evening?
That'd be nice. Where will we go?
The Riverside Cottage?
Mmm, I love the seafood pie. Oh, the fish cakes are delish too.
So, what about that summer party for the team?
The Riverside Cottage.
Perfect.
Great for food, great for a drink, great for a get-together. The Riverside Cottage. Open every day.
Comoros Wild Festival is 10. So you're guaranteed 10 out of 10 for the best in live music, children's events, storytelling, open-air theatre, forest feasts and hiking, biking and walking trails. Join us for the High King's Birthday Bash on July 6th at Corrimore House. And from July 11th to 14th, go wild with a festival programme that has something for everyone, all set in the splendour of the Comora Mountains. For full details, see comoroswild.com. Or find us on Facebook.
It's 2 in the morning, way past your bedtime on a Tuesday, but you can't sleep, so you're swiping, hoping to find the one. A thankless task, until it isn't. Time stops. Your heart races. Your stomach flutters. A four-door Golf in Moonstone Grey with one previous owner. Whether you're ready to buy or just looking out for the one, CarZone.ie has the choice, knowledge and people who love cars as much as you do. CarZone.ie. We love cars too.
With the grass and silage season in full swing, now is the time to purchase your Kavernaland and Massey Ferguson mowers and tedders at 0% finance rates from Shore Garages. Phone us now at 051 873 689.
Dacia Today with Damien Tiernan on WLR.
With Airgrid, trusted experts delivering a low carbon energy future. Visit airgrid.ie. Dacia Today.
WLR's My Farming Week, a Dacia Today special on some of Ireland's best farms.
Thanks to IFAC, your local food and agribusiness accountants. See ifac.ie.
Well, welcome back here to the Beach of Stud and Teller. We're joined by Robert McCarthy and his wife, Debbie. First of all, Robert, we spoke in the first half about you taking over the reins from your dad, the success you've had, but the involvement with Coolmore and, of course, this year, the stable star, of course, Belly Byrne of Willie Mullins, the enjoyment you get out that you got out of that after all the years involved, something like that gives you a lift. I'm sure your dad was proud as well.
Absolutely, Kieran. He was very proud. He bought the dam, Old Moon, the dam of Ballyburn himself at the sales. And it was a proud moment for him to see him come up the hill in Cheltenham.
You've had many big winners. When was the first big winner that Beach of Stud had as such? First big race winner?
Well, we had the Dickler here as a young horse. We didn't breed him, but my father bought him. And he went on to win the Cheltenham Gold Cup. And I suppose before Ballyburn, the best horse that my father had bred was Amberley House, that won the Aintree Grand National for Ginger McCain.
And then as regards the various sires, obviously we'll talk to Flemmer first in a minute. You've had some brilliant sires over the years.
We've been very lucky. Yeah, we've had some great sires here over the years. Buckskin was one of the first very good sires that stood here. And Lamas, there were two great racehorses.
Now, we mentioned about the foaling period being a very busy period, kind of March to June. As regards the actual breeding and bringing mares in to be covered, it's a longer period.
It is. It's I suppose it's 12 months of the year, really, because you're preparing Christmas on, you're preparing the mares for stud and feeding them up and teasing them and getting them ready to breed. And then in the autumn, you're weaning your foals and getting ready for the sales, which are in November and December.
And of course, your clients come from all over Ireland.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We get lots of mares in the north of Ireland and also mares in the UK.
Now, I just mentioned before during the break there, as regards locally, that you're very lucky. You have a fantastic vet in the area, several vets, but Walter Connor's renowned horse vet. Sometimes you're able to get a mare in and get it all done within one day.
Oh, absolutely. The majority of mares that come here nowadays are what we call walk-ins. So the vets at home have the mare prepared and ready and swabbed and EVA bloods and all of that. And so when they come in here, they're ready to be covered and they might be only here for 15 minutes and go home again. Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
It's great. It's great. It makes
big change from, like, as you said, they come prepared as such.
Absolutely. Yeah. Whereas in the olden days, they'd all have to stay on the farm. So it means we can cover more mares that way. Yeah.
And you really start kind of February right up to July.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We covered the first mares in early February.
We mentioned passing there about Ballyborna and Flemingsfort, but my God, what a successful sire he has been. Hard to believe. Born in 92, passed away only last year, 31 years of age, but 22 seasons as a sire. That's incredible.
Absolutely. It's almost unheard of for a stallion to cover for 22 seasons. And he was very fertile right up till the time he retired, when he was 27.
It's probably a record.
Almost. Yeah.
And how difficult an animal was he to handle?
He was tough, but not bad in any way. He was tough in a good way. Mm. And his stock were the same, you know.
He had fantastic success. I'm looking at some of the greatest Lost in Translation, Tidal Bay, Total Engagement, and of course Cool Reavy then more recently for the Flynn family, Niall Flynn and Claire. That was a fantastic achievement. And for you with the local connection, because Doc Donovan and your dad go back a long way.
Absolutely. Alfie Donovan was our local doctor here in Ballyduff, and he was a great man, you know, for the horse game around here, for the point of points, and gave of his time, you know.
Some of these horses, I say, winning in Cheltenham, winning in Leopardstown. Obviously, you follow them very closely, but what kind of a contact do you keep with the owners once they buy them, or do you keep up a contact?
We generally do, and I suppose the good thing is if they're successful, they come back, you know, like, for example, Wilson Dennison and Ian Ferguson bought Ballyburn from us, and they come back every year and buy stock here. So it works well.
When Ballyburn left here as a young animal, did you see something special in him?
Well, we did. He was a very good looking foal, very good walker, and he had the pedigree. You know, he was by Flemingsfort out of an old Vic mare, out of a strong ale mare, out of a deep run mare, out of an Arctic slave mare.
So all the way back.
It was all there. Yeah, it was all there.
And, here on the farm at any one stage, how many horses could be on the farm?
We'd have over 100 horses on the farm all the time. Yeah.
And obviously, we mentioned the very busy periods, but there's never a dull time here at the beach of Studentallow.
Not really, because once the breeding season is over, you're weaning, and then you have the sales and... So there's always something going on.
You're very fortunate yourself and your dad have such a good working relationship, working with your dad, running such a successful business. It's fantastic.
Absolutely. And he's 91 years of age now, and we still have a chat every morning over a cup of tea.
Well, I interviewed him a few years ago. I remember distinctly in Tallow, and the late Gertie Murphy, indeed, Bill Rowan was there, and Jimmy Mangan. But his recollection back to his point-to-point days and these show-jumping days and his involvement with the Tallow point-to-point was unbelievable.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. He can go back a long way.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Turning once, of course, to Debbie here, obviously. Debbie, part and parcel of the scene here, and you're very fortunate to have a woman who's so involved, hands-on, literally, here.
Absolutely. Yeah. She's brilliant. Yeah, she's really good with the foals and the sales. Yeah, she organises all of the sales, our sales.
A lot of administration involved.
That's for sure. Absolutely.
And how closely do you work with Coolmore as regards that?
Very closely. Okay. You know, they're great people to be involved with. Yeah. And
well, I can see the new brochure that's out that you have for the Beach of Stud is top class.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, Coolmore, they do everything, you know.
Right. Coming back to you, the Tallow community will be very supportive. You've been very supportive of the Tallow community. Great community spirit in Tallow.
Absolutely. You know, and you mentioned the late Gertie Murphy, and I think she was synonymous with that, you know.
Yeah. And the point-to-point, very much involved as well there. And this great tradition, there's more Tallow, Dungarvan point-to-points, Ballynoe up the road, Jimmy Mangan involved there. It's really the nursery for National Hunt, and so important part of National Hunt.
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially nowadays, you know. Yeah.
You mentioned in passing you rode a few winners in your time.
I did. I rode 5 point winners and 5 winners on the track. So
nice one. Yeah. Of course, was that during the John Quealy year and Nicky D year, or Nicky who D, against yeah, Mick Phillips
yeah,
or whoever.
Yeah, Nicky D was the king. Yeah, he was the king.
Looking at the Beach of Stud now, from when you took over, the change that has happened in the whole industry, or is it an awful lot the same as such, or is it far more professional, or how would you rate when you got coming back to Kentucky to nowadays the breeding, Christy National Hunt breeding in Ireland?
I'd say it's gotten much more professional, you know, and, you know, for example, even the preparation of horses for the sales now, you know, they're all done so professionally and they all look so well at sales and so well.
The sales are such an important one, and the, as you said there before, Raphael, the early born foal and people like getting the animals for the sales. The sales, your heart must be thumping around the time of the sales.
Absolutely, yeah, it's an important time. Yeah, it's our harvest, really. Yeah.
Well, Robert, listen, it's a fantastic story. Your dad took over from his dad back in the day. Now your dad, hale and hearty at 91. But Robert, yourself and Davey are keeping up a great tradition. The Beach of Stud has put Waterford on the map when it comes to National Hunt. And indeed to you, your dad, Davey, and all the family, keep up the great work, because the Beach of Stud, to me, is really where it all began. And indeed, the success you've had has just been phenomenal. And thanks for taking time out to talk to me.
A pleasure, Kieran. Okay.